at the Sunday Times. Our partners in this, a very good morning to you. I wonder if you can give me a couple of highlights from the poll as you see it.
Andrew, just as the tectonic plates of British politics are changing as a result of the Brexit vote, it's been very important in Scotland as well. Today, and this is the reason we carried out this poll, as you'll know, is the second anniversary of the first Scottish referendum, where the unionist side, those people who wish to stay in the union, had a majority of about 10 points over the independent side. Since then, politics in Scotland has changed a great deal. 56 of our 59 MPs are from the Scottish National Party. The Scottish National Party remain in government. They've now got 120,000 members in Scotland, which is an amazing number of people have joined that party, and they've been very successful. We then had the referendum vote into the EU, and as you'll remember, Scotland voted in a completely different way from England and Wales, with 60% of people, more than 60%, every council area in Scotland voting to remain in the EU. Mm-hmm. And that's the background to where we are today.
Yeah.
Now, this poll was very interesting. In line with a number of other polls this week, it showed, despite Alex Salmond's call the other day for a second independence referendum, that there's little appetite, at least in the short term, until after the UK and the EU agree a Brexit deal, for that to happen. But those people who are on the nationalist side, the independence side of the debate, they had some comfort from the poll as well. They are at 48%, slightly up on the figure from 2 years ago, where support for independence was about 45%. And they believe when another independence referendum comes, that during the course of the campaign, they can tip over and win that majority for independence.
Mm. There was so much of interest that came out of this poll. Nicola Sturgeon's strategy of talking about, touting, if you will, independence as a way to maintain Scotland's position in the EU. That is, can we say that that is backfiring at the moment, and we're actually no closer to having another independence referendum?
I think we can say that initially people thought, and there was some evidence from three or four polls at the time, that strategy looked as if it would pay dividends for Nicola Sturgeon and the independence side. Since then, I think things have calmed down a little. There's been a bit of traffic, according to our poll, in either direction. A number of people were persuaded by the argument that at the end of the day, if Scotland was not going to be in the European Union, then they would change their vote on independence. But there was traffic the other way, where a number of people were not persuaded by that argument at all. For example, if you work in higher education, for example, in Scotland, and there's 29 higher education institutions in Scotland, they get a lot of grants, a lot of student support, a lot of EU students come. You might have been persuaded after that Brexit vote that Scotland should remain in the EU. So you might have been more disposed to support independence in Scotland in the EU rather than a UK outside the EU.
Yes. Do you know, and just very briefly, if you wouldn't mind, John, last, the headline right now, yes to independence would be what, 48% and no, 52%?
That's right. Yeah.
OK. Well, we'll see, because they will certainly digest it. Thank you for making some quite complicated numbers look nice and simple. John Boothman, Scottish political correspondent at The Sunday Times. Thank you for your time this morning on LBC. We've got personal finance ahead, and I'm going to get the debate going on euthanasia. Surely it's time we change the